Welcome, listeners. Today, we're discussing the issue of cycling on footpaths. Currently, cyclists are not allowed to ride on most footpaths. The recent accident in which cyclist Edward Williams was seriously injured after being hit by a car has led to some people suggesting that cyclists should be allowed to use footpaths as it's much safer for them. However, not everyone agrees. With me to discuss this issue are two community members, Mike and Kylie. Let's start with you, Mike. Why do you think that cyclists should be allowed to ride on footpaths?
Thanks, Lan. Every day we hear stories about cyclists being hit by cars and suffering horrible injuries. You mentioned the example of my good friend Edward, who only last week was hit while cycling home from work. When he was making a left-hand turn into Rogers Road, he was hit by a car turning right. Although he has been released from hospital, he will have his arm in plaster for 8 weeks. If he had been allowed to ride on the footpath, he would not have been injured. We all know the benefits of cycling. Firstly, it keeps people healthy. As we know, obesity is a real problem in today's society. Obesity leads to negative health outcomes, such as diabetes and heart disease. And it's not just unhealthy people who pay the cost of this. We all do, through paying taxes that support our health system. Cycling, either as a leisure activity or as a means of traveling to and from work or other commitments, is one very good way to keep fit. Secondly, if more people cycled, rather than driving cars, there would be less traffic congestion and less pollution. Everyone would be better off. However, the current network of bicycle lanes and cycling trails is inadequate. There are many people who would like to cycle, but they don't because they know the roads can be unsafe. For example, just try cycling around Melbourne. Some areas have well-established bicycle tracks and lanes, whereas others have few or no safe zones for cyclists. And these are often the areas that have good footpaths that hardly any pedestrians use. Let's use some common sense and get the bikes off the road. For example, making the footpath on the western side of the Chandler Highway into a cycling path has cut down the accident rate in this area considerably.
Thanks, Mike. Kylie, what's your response?
As a parent of two small children, I totally disagree. Bicycles are vehicles and therefore belong on roads. Footpaths are for pedestrians. Cyclists like to talk about their rights as cyclists, but what about the rights of pedestrians? Almost every day when walking with my 3-year-old son and 5-year-old daughter, we have to make way for some selfish cyclist who is illegally cycling on the footpath. Many of them seem to think that we must get out of their way immediately, simply because they ring a bell. One day, when I was on my own, I decided to stand up to one of these cycling bullies by refusing to move off the pavement as he approached. He slowed down, but spoke very rudely and angrily to me. Yes, I realise that there have been a number of accidents involving cyclists on the roads. However, many of these are caused by cyclists' own dangerous and reckless behaviour. Instead of blaming everyone else for their accidents, cyclists need to think about their own actions. Interestingly, most of my friends who cycle realise that the real problem often lies with cyclists themselves.
What's your response, Mike?
As a community, we need further public debate.
Unfortunately, we're out of time. Thanks for joining us.